This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, Sydney residents pulling together after tragedy, residency for Bondi Junction heroes, and a search at sea for missing teenager. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your Lunchtime Nine News Podcast. For the first time since a mass stabbing at a Sydney shopping centre, the doors of Westfield Bondi Junction are back open. Here's Nine News reporter Max White.
The doors here at the centre have been open to the public for a day of community reflection in honour of the six people who were killed in the stabbing rampage. Large numbers of the community are paying their respects, and the usual music that rings throughout the popular shopping precinct has been turned off. Al lives across the road and says it's a heavy feeling returning to the centre.
Some sadness, but also a bit of hope there. I think for our community here, just looking for some hope.
Counselling services are on offer to the public, and while retailers will be allowed to resume normal business hours tomorrow, many are expected to remain closed for some time. At Bondi Junction, Max White, Nine News.
Two foreign nationals who confronted attacker Joel Cauchy during the Bondi stabbing will be allowed to stay in Australia. A French citizen who threatened the stabber with a bollard will today be granted permanent residency. A Pakistani security guard who was seriously wounded confronting Cauchy is also seeking Australian residency or citizenship. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he should be rewarded for his bravery as well.
It just shows extraordinary courage. I mean, these are people who were not thinking of themselves, putting themselves in danger in order to protect Australians who they didn't know, just people doing their shopping.
The target of a terror-related stabbing inside a southwest Sydney church says he's forgiven his alleged attacker. Bishop Marmari Emmanuel was knifed while delivering a live-streamed sermon at Christ the Good Shepherd Church. He says he's recovering well and is warning against any retaliation.
I need you to act Christ-like. The Lord Jesus never taught us to fight. The Lord Jesus never taught us to retaliate. The Lord Jesus never said to us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The Lord Jesus said, never return evil with evil, but return evil with good.
A 16-year-old boy accused of carrying out the attack is in hospital under police guard. There's been a slight increase in Australia's unemployment rate, with just over 6,000 jobs created over the past month. Here's Nine News Federal Politics editor Michael Packey.
The latest jobless rate has come in at 3.8% for March, an increase of 0.1% from the previous month. Despite the slight rise, unemployment in Australia remains at a 50-year low. The Bureau of Statistics says 6,600 jobs were created, all of them full-time. But this is drastically down on the 116,000 positions that were added in February. Businesses hired fewer people in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and South Australia. The news was better in other states and territories. Michael Packey, Nine News.
A search and rescue operation has been launched in the Torres Strait following the disappearance of a teenage boy. Two teenagers tried to swim ashore when their dinghy broke down at 4 o'clock this morning. A 13-year-old made it back to shore. The 16-year-old is still missing. A toddler is fighting for life after being hit by a truck south of Brisbane. The child was in a stroller which was struck at Logan. They've been rushed to hospital with significant head injuries. Federal police are setting their sights on Australians who are part of a global crime gang carrying out an elaborate phishing scheme. The group is using a website called LabHost to send fraudulent text messages to victims and obtain personal details. Five men have been arrested at home, along with more than 30 others abroad. AFP Acting Assistant Commissioner Chris Goldsmith says around 94,000 Australians have been targeted in the scam.
Australians who have used this platform to steal data should not expect to remain anonymous. Authorities have obtained a vast amount of evidence during this investigation, and we are working to identify anyone who has used this platform to target innocent victims.
And a plastic bag manufacturer is being taken to court, accused of falsely claiming it uses certain recycled plastic. The consumer watchdog says the maker of some Glad-branded kitchen and garbage bags advertised them as containing 50% ocean plastic. The ACCC alleges the material was actually collected from communities in Indonesia up to 50 kilometres from the shore. In finance, the Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Braden Hamlin-Uele is enjoying a full circle moment in his career. The Sharks forward will return from injury to play his 100th NRL game against the Cowboys on Sunday. He says it's fitting to be playing against the club where it all began.
To get my first game of the year in round 7 at home against, you know, for my 100th game, and then against the team that I debuted for, playing for the Paul Green Medal, who was the man that gave me my debut.
Round 7 kicks off tonight with the Roosters hosting the Storm at the Sydney Football Stadium. Day 2 of the National Swimming Championships is underway on the Gold Coast. On day 1, Molly O'Callaghan beat Emma McKeon, Shayna Jack and Kate Campbell to win the 100-metre freestyle. In AFL, the Western Bulldogs have made 3 changes ahead of tonight's Round 6 game against St Kilda. All-Australian Caleb Daniel has again been overlooked. And at the Barcelona Tennis Open, Alex de Minaur has become the first Australian to beat Rafael Nadal on clay. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into 9 News at 6 p.m.